Good morning, God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And today is a really wonderful day, and I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful to God, and so thankful that, you know, when you go to God, He has got the solution. So we really need to remember what first things first means. You know, what are you putting first? What are you putting God first, or have you let the things of the world in first? You know, you really need to ensure that you're really fighting for your faith. You're fighting for your dreams. You don't want to be losing the you don't want to be losing the vision that God has given you. And it can be easily done. It can easily be, you know, your mind can get weary, your thoughts can become doubtful. But when God gives you a, you know, He gives you a vision in your heart, and He really, and you really keep steadfast on that, He is not a man who should lie. You know, He is really going to fulfill the vision that is within your heart, because God has given it to you. You know, He is the one who has spoken. He is the one who has said, this is for you. But you need to ensure that you're steadfast in your five fundamentals. That when we think of, you know, honouring God, a classic one, have you sustained what you God has spoken in your heart to do? Have you sustained the vision that God has given you to do? Have you really kept your word in what God has given you, and you've really kept to your word? Have you let the things in? Have you let, you know, more financial problems come in? Have you let, you know, relationships that it could have an effect? You know, your own mind, if you focus on the problems and not the solutions, that is going to have a great effect on your life. No God is the God of solution. No God really wants to move you in to His, you know, spiritual visions for yourself. You can truly have a great life with God. You can truly have the things that you desire. But if you are being doubtful, or you're not letting the God move, you're trying to move, then God's hands are tied. And He doesn't want His hands to be tied. He wants to move, and move for you, not you move for yourself. He really wants you to have stable thinking. He doesn't want you confused. But you know, you can be confident that God is going to be getting you out of anything that may have distracted you. You can have the confidence in God that He is going to move in your direction, that He is going to sustain you. He is going to help you. God is your helper. God is the one who has the solutions. God is the one who is really going to give you all you desire. You know, He is going to give you all you desire, not the world. So when things get tough, when things seem a bit hazy, when the world is trying to distract you off, then really be wise. Be wise. you do not want to be in a position that was worse for where you started. Why did you start? What has God brought you from? You know, and really think about this. Why did you start? Where does your heart lay? And stay there. Don't take the opinions of others. Don't focus on the negatives. Don't focus on what others might say or others might try and bring to the table. Their opinion doesn't count. Carnal opinions do not count because they do not have the spiritual mindset and they do not understand what God is trying to do. And you know, God knows why you should and shouldn't be doing something. God knows what is going to, how things are going to affect you. He knows your future. He knows your end. But you want a good end. You want a great future. You don't want a future of, you know, instability or sadness or depression or anxiety. You really want to be focused on God and the path of that. Yes, it's going to be difficult. It's going to cost you something. And you know, all the things that you may be doubtful of, you know, maybe you're asking God to be a little bit more bold. Maybe you're asking God to really make wise decisions, to not let you fall. Maybe you're asking God, you know, help me with my finances. Maybe you're asking God, help me with my relationship. He's going to do. But if you're not sticking to and being steadfast in the practices, then God, as I said, God's hands are tied. And then he is unable to move in your direction. He is unable to really do what is he really wants you to do. He is unable to you know, we have free will choice. He's unable to move when you're not praying, when you're not honoring God, when you're not being truthful, when you're not speaking in tongues, or you're not doing your confessions, or you're not connecting. He can't move, and God wants to move. So when you make that decision and stay humble and be humble, then God is really able to do a great path. He is able to walk you into the light. You don't want, you know, the entrance of light dispels darkness. You don't want any more darkness. Most of the people that I know have come to God to come out of situations, to learn who he is, to understand who he is, because you know that he is our helper. You know he is the one who is really going to move. So why move? Why try and do things in our own way? We can trust God and trust the path of God. Trust that he is going to really enlighten our eyes. We need to start being a little bit more uncomfortable to be comfortable. You know, honoring God is a big one. Get uncomfortable in it and then let God really build your faith, because it's the act of faith that brings miracles. The most important relationship we have is with God. So ensure every day you're building that relationship up. You know, you ask God. Ask God, what do I do in this situation? You sit, you pray, you write those visions. Write your first vision with God, you know, the sit and pray about your relationships, sit and pray about your finances, write down what you want. The power of writing, you know, is so, so important. You know, it's got, the things that we do need to cost us something. They need to, we should not be compromising our faith. We should not be compromising who we are in Christ. because of other people, you know. And we should not be, we should recognize that what the act of faith that we do needs to be costing us something. Everything that we do has a cause and effect. So what are we doing? Are we having a great cause that can have great effect, or are we having a negative cause that can bring in a negative that can have a negative effect? So really, we really need to raise our faith. We're in a new month, and really remembering to be consistent, persistent, and free from distractions. You know, really pray, really sit with God, really ask Him, what is it that you want me to do? What is the vision that you have for me? And do not let any man waver that vision. Do not let any person waver what God has put in your heart. You were made for greater things. You were made for, you know, God's world, not this world. Don't let the world try and trick you out. Don't let the opinions of others trying to dampen your faith, dampen who you are. They might not see it. They may not see it, but I truly see what God is doing. I truly see the love and the trust that God is, that I have for God. And I know that many of you do. But things could have got a little bit tough. Situations may have happened. But trust God. Really trust God. Trust God in the process of every area in your life, and He can move you. Just what I want to share. God bless you.